Hi, it's Diane, and I'm very excited for my new book, Daily Meditations for Visionary Leaders. Check it out on my website, visionsapplied.com/meditation. Now, on with the show.
If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hey, everybody, it's Diane again from the Someone Gets Me podcast. And I have an amazing guest for you today. And her name is Melissa Chalykel. I think I got it right. She's going to explain it to you anyway. She's this dynamic, amazing, young entrepreneur out in San Diego. And she does things like helping people organize their world. She's educated. She comes from a gifted family and she's gifted herself. But the most amazing thing about her that I've learned so far is that she's able to take great ideas, take care of herself, and create a business that's viable, fun, and productive. So I'm so excited to have Melissa on the show with us today so she can share with you some of her enthusiasm for life and to remind you that we're all rock stars in our own cool way. And so Melissa comes to us from San Diego with a great smile on her face and a fabulous business. So welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you so much, Diane. It's great to be here. I'm excited to talk to your listeners about getting organized and about my business, Let's Get You Organized.
And that's a great name, Let's Get You Organized, right? So let's start off with a little bit of a story, a little bit about your business. And you're young, clearly, by looking at you. So how did you come up with getting organized and how did you get here to this really great place?
Yeah, so my last name is Chalykel, which means iron fist in Turkish. So I think I was just destined to be a type A go-getter, just in the name alone, right? It's all in the name. So I graduated high school. I was done with all of my credits when I was 16. I got an art scholarship to attend the Academy of Art University in San Francisco for visual merchandising. So I wanted to do the windows in stores like Nordstrom, Macy's, all those cool, fun mannequins and things that you see, especially around the holidays, they get real juicy. And went there to San Francisco for about 3 months, decided that I didn't like it. I didn't like having a car. I didn't like being in a big major city like San Francisco. So I moved back home to San Diego, got my bachelor's degree in sociology, and went straight into a career in human resources. I've always been very interested in people, their behavior, hence the degree in sociology, hence the career in human resources. That lasted for about 10 years. My different various jobs went from recruiting, staffing, training, development, all the way to doing layoffs and firing people and kind of that not so fun stuff. In the meantime, I had Let's Get You Organized as sort of a side hustle, if you will, where I was helping San Diego residents declutter their stuff, get rid of their junk, get organized. And I was just doing it on weekends just for fun. That was back in 2012, so about 6 years ago. And then just last year in 2017, I had a major health wake-up call, I like to call it, where I just started listening to what the universe was telling me about what my life's purpose was. And I said, you know what? This isn't what I'm meant to be doing. I'm not meant to be doing layoffs and this yucky stuff. I want to actually be helping people and changing their lives. And so I launched Let's Get You Organized full time. And I now work about 20 sessions a month in the homes of San Diego residents, helping them declutter and get organized.
That is amazing. So you like to clear clutter for fun, you said, right?
I know. You have to listen to it twice to hear that right. Yes, I do enjoy helping people get rid of their junk.
Oh, that is amazing. It's like, I have some people like that. Some gifted people love to clear things, but not a lot. Visionary people sometimes are way out there. In fact, they say the brighter the mind sometimes, the messier people can be, right?
Yeah.
So what made you want to clean up things and help people clear their clutter?
So being in human resources and in training and development, I read a lot of books about how to grow teams, how to foster a healthy company culture, how to do behavioral assessments when making hiring decisions. So I love Myers-Briggs quizzes. I love the StrengthFinder series. What really struck a nerve with me when I discovered StrengthFinders was that I noticed that they said, hey, in all the world, we're focusing on our weaknesses. And why don't we focus on our strengths and focus on those things to make everything else better in our lives? So I did my top five strength finders and I said, I'm really onto something here. I had been diagnosed with OCD, bipolar disorder, anxiety, depression when I was a very young child. I had lots of trauma in my childhood, unfortunately. I said, you know what? Yeah, I have OCD. Guess what? Let's monetize that. Let's make that a business. And I definitely have OCD. I don't deny it, but hey, let's use that as a strength.
Oh, that is awesome. Because so many people that have OCD and things like that, or have had difficulty and trauma and disruptions, I call them, you know, can turn it inward and not see the way to make it something positive. You know, I always say everything works together for the good, even though it may not be good itself. You know, and you're a living example of that. That's amazing. So walk us through what it would be like if I was your client, like if I was going to call you up and say, Melissa, I need help. You know, I'm one of these overly smart people and I have collections everywhere and stuff everywhere. And I just think I should be different or should fix things. What do you do to begin with?
First of all, I would thank you for taking the first step in reaching out to me to start you on your organizing journey. It is an organizing journey. It's not something that changes overnight. Even I could use a little more organization in my life. So I would thank you. And then we'd jump right on to a 15-minute free consultation call just to see if we're going to be the right energy fit, if our vibes are kind of aligned with working together. And I also like to look for some red flags about chronic hoarding, things like that. I like to ask, you know, just a few simple intake questions to figure out what your pain points are, assess your needs, and then we jump into scheduling our first session. Once I have that session on the calendar, I send a text reminder the day before, just because some of my clients are a little scattered, right? That's why they need to get organized. So I send not only the confirmation email after the consultation call, but a text reminder the day before. And then I arrive usually about 15 minutes early. That's the OCD in me, just to make sure that I can get there and navigate correctly. Nobody wants to be late, right? I pride myself on never being late for any clients. I arrive with my full tool bag in tow. That includes such things as a measuring tape, X-Acto knife, scissors, command hooks, Velcro strips, anything and everything that we might need for your organizing project. And then I'm there for 4 hours. The reason I stick to a strict 4-hour rule and don't go over the 4-hour rule is because decision fatigue is a real thing. So decision fatigue, meaning our brains are usually only wired to make a certain amount of decisions daily. And in that 4-hour session, left and right, you're going to be making decisions on what to keep, what to toss, donate, recycle, shred, e-waste, give away, sell. There's so many decisions that you can make in 4 hours that your brain, by the end of those 4 hours, is going to be pretty exhausted. So it's a 4-hour session. And I hold true to that in my consultation calls, the emails, and the texts. It's a big reminder to my clients that I don't want you to get fatigued working with me.
That is a really good idea, you know, because I hear about decision fatigue a lot. and how some people can overeat at the end of the day because their brain's so tired, they don't have the ability to like process through things. And I'd never really thought about it, but you're right, especially if there's emotions involved, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so if you're helping somebody declutter their home and there's emotion about it of any kind, whether they're frustrated and angry or whether they're sad or don't know what to do, or they know you're going to help them, but they don't know how to receive the help, and all of those different dynamics, you know, you have to be really skilled at helping them through all their blocks. I'm sure you see all kinds of interesting blocks.
Yep. And I hear the words overwhelmed. This stresses me out. Oh my gosh. I hear those words a lot. And I wouldn't say I'm calm by any means. I'm pretty hyper. I'm pretty, type A go-getter with a lot of fire under my butt, if you will. And I tend to just take a step back, give the client room, and let them walk through that journey that they're feeling internally. And then I'll just kind of busy myself with, you know, creating another trash or recycle bag or making more signs for them to feel like there's an organized chaos to the process. I create these signs for, you know, keep, donate, recycle, toss, all those different choices we can make. And that way each item gets a designated home temporarily during the session. So, you know, say you're getting rid of a pair of shoes, that goes over to the donate. Say you're getting rid of a high-end handbag, that goes over to the sell. And say you're getting rid of some alkaline batteries, that goes over to the e-waste or recycling area. And that kind of keeps people from getting too overwhelmed, but I do still definitely hear those words.
Oh, yes, because I think they're probably overwhelmed in their emotions too. And then they're overwhelmed with all of the process of it all.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's when you have to be kind of with that OCD that you said you have, you know, on point. And I imagine you'd be having to be kind of matter of fact in a way, caring and empathetic, but kind of matter of fact, because if you get caught up in their emotions,
yes,
then it's a real mess, right?
I'm not there to get paid to be the host of the pity party. I'm not paid to get, you know, sit there and cry with the client. I'm paid to keep them on the train, on the track, and keep that train moving down to being organized.
Right. So do you have a certain definition for being organized or a vision in your head of what that means? Or do you follow the client's lead? You know, because I'm sitting here thinking of that word organized and I'm like, well, some people think a messy desk, as long as they know where everything is organized. And other people has to be all like lined up. So how do you kind of translate that word organized to be able to, you know, educate your clients?
So it's definitely an objective definition. It's definitely client to client, case by case. I have an FAQ on my website that says, how long will it take to organize blank room? I get the question all the time. Hey, I have a bedroom. It looks like a war zone. How do I get organized and how long is it going to take? Well, I can't answer that question because I've never met you and seen how you make decisions. And I've never seen your home to see what quote unquote war zone really means. Somebody's war zone might mean a couple of socks on the floor and some paperwork in the corner. But another person's war zone might mean that they physically cannot get through their bedroom without making a path. Through boxes and bins and such. So I can't answer that question. So that's what it says on my FAQ page. So yes, it is different client to client, case by case. And some people want to get really granular. They want me in their junk drawers. They might have a credenza that has 15 different drawers and they might want individual organizers for each drawer and individual labels for each category of items, such as push pins, binder clips, paper clips, pencils, pens, highlighters, you name it. Now, other people, they don't want to be so granular. They just want to walk into their office where their credenza is and not see paper clutter on the top of it. They don't care what's in the drawers. It's behind closed doors. So it's up to them how they want to manage the session.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's true because everybody does it differently, right? Mm-hmm. That must be really fun for you because no two clients are the same, right?
Oh yeah, definitely keeps me on my toes. So back to, the original question about how I left my full-time HR job and ended up in this wild world of organizing people's homes. I really felt like my previous job was a little tedious and a little menial, and I wanted some variation and some spice in my life. And now I definitely see that there is lots of variation in my life. Every single client truly is different.
That's awesome. That's really fun. So is there a part of your business that bores you?
I just hired an intern. And before I hired an intern, I did a lot of thinking about why I was hiring, why I needed to hire. And really, I just thought of the two big buckets of things that I put off. I procrastinate. They never get done. They get put on the to-do list, but then they just roll over to the next day and the next day. And then 3 months has gone by and I haven't loaded a single before and after pic to my blog on my website. So that was the main pain point. And that bores me. I like the hands-on doing the work. And I do take the before and after picture so that both the client and my audience can see the transformation. I have a photo release that each client signs that's optional. So some clients opt out. Other clients, I just let them know that their names and locations will never be used. Those photos usually sit in my phone. So I hired an intern and actually go in and load them up to my blog and create the fun graphics that go along with them and the fun captions and such. So yes, that bores me.
Yes. So you took care of that by hiring somebody to help you so that you can focus your real gift and talent toward what really drives you, right? Toward your vision.
Exactly.
Perfect. Now, what do you do for fun? What do you like to do for a good time?
So my boyfriend and I just got a puppy. So he is a Border Collie Lab known as a Borador. We just got him about 4 months ago and he is a crack up. I have a lot of hiking trails behind my house out here in San Diego. We live kind of inland out in the mountains in the country. There's an avocado grove right by us and some orange groves as well. And so I do a lot of hiking with my puppy. His name is River. He's the unofficial mascot of Let's Get You Organized. If you happen across my Instagram or Facebook, you'll be sure to see lots of videos of River and his antics. So I love hanging out with my puppy. I love hanging out with my boyfriend. He's an engineer, and I'm the more creative, wild, and crazy of the two. So we kind of are like a yin and a yang, and we really do well together.
Well, that sounds very exciting. That's nice. Right? And I have a Labradoodle and she just, is so happy and always plays. And she's all over my Instagram and my stuff too.
I saw her. Her name's Maggie, right? She's yes. So cute.
Yes. Yeah. She is. She's laying here and I'm surprised she's being so quiet. Her tail is now wagging, however.
She says, I know you're talking about me, Mom.
That's right. So how do you handle stress now? I mean, you went through that really hard time and you learned that your body and your life and your soul think that kind of stress is really rotten. So I'm sure you learned a lot of really great things about how to take care of yourself in the midst of stress, because running your own business is not stress-free, that's for sure. So can you share with our people a little bit about how to handle stress or how you do it? Because, our audience is a lot of people who are very sensitive and maybe very intense, and I think that any suggestions from anybody kind of will resonate with somebody. So what are some things that Melissa does now that help you with all the, pressures and stress of business and just life?
Yeah. So I'm definitely on the journey. I'm not where I want to be yet. Just to be completely transparent, I have had some ups and downs in my life. And just like the journey to organization, I think the journey to a stress-free or a less stressed life is definitely a journey. So I'm on that path. I do have 3 tips that I can offer that have really helped me. I do daily gratitude journaling. So I bought just a dollar composition notebook doesn't need to be anything crazy or expensive. Dollar composition notebook that I write three things that I'm grateful for every day. If I'm feeling extra spicy that day, I will dive deep into those three reasons and write three more reasons. So kind of a nested reason. So if I'm saying I'm grateful for this gorgeous home that I live in, I'm saying why I'm grateful for the gorgeous home I live in, that it provides me safety, shelter, a gorgeous view when I wake up in the morning. I kind of get more granular with my journaling there. So a daily gratitude journal really just keeps you humble. It keeps you human, it keeps you happy, and I definitely recommend that. I also recommend having a structured morning routine. So I wake up at the same time every day, which is slightly neurotic, but I wake up at 7:32 every morning. And from there, I stretch, I say my affirmations, I go downstairs and I drink a cup of this stress relief tea that I love. And then I walk my dog every single day. My days are different every single day. And having a structured morning routine really does help me to feel more on top of things, more in control of my day and more in control of my emotions as I start my day. I would say living a life of minimalism has really helped me to feel less stressed. I used to have a pair of heels for every day of the month. I used to have a pair of pants from the department stores at the mall for every day of the week. I used to have books upon books upon books on my shelves. And I really pared down a lot of those things to just the necessities. So I'm a firm believer in living a life of minimalism and making sure that you're not crowding your life with stuff that's going to overwhelm you.
That's really amazing, because I was about to ask you about your guide that's on your website that I want you to be able to talk to us about. And I was thinking about minimalism, which is in the name of the guide, but also about organization, because I could imagine some people trying to get around the whole cut things down by saying, well, I'll just organize the chaos I have. And so therefore now I'm organized. And that may not just really be the goal, right?
Right. And I just came out, it's just a free guide that you can get on my website. I really believe that, you know, even if you don't have a ton of money, you can get organized, whether it's hiring a professional organizer, which is, you know, somewhat of a luxury service, or just getting down to business and doing it yourself. But I firmly believe that living a life of minimalism can lead to a life of, whether it's stress-free or just less stress, I think it's really helpful. And I like to tell people, hey, just buying bins, those clear bins that we all like to buy at the store, just buying bins doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're organized. Or just reading a book that you found at the local bookstore about getting organized doesn't mean that you're all of a sudden going to get organized. So you really got to do the work to get organized. And that's what this guide does, is it walks you through some exercises on what to ask yourself and how to look at your home with a different lens when you walk through each room. And you might not notice that that bag from the holidays, you know, 5 months ago has still been sitting by the door. You might just walk by it every day and just not even notice that it's there. And so these exercises really get you to think about your life and your home and what you really want for your home.
Oh, that's amazing. And so people can get that on your website, and your website is
www.letsgetyouorganized.biz.
Beautiful. So we will put those, your website, in the show notes, along with information about your, it's the guide to minimalism, right? The name
Yes.
of the guide. And so we'll put all that in the show notes. So those of you who want to take Melissa up on her offer to ask yourself questions in a different way, because I think that's important, because I think we, you know, can tend to say, oh, that bag's been there forever, or it's just always been like that, and we get used to it day in and day out, and we don't realize the energy it's taking, or the mental energy it's taking, or physical sometimes, I guess, to be in the way of it, you know?
Yeah.
I know I had something in my house that was a piece of furniture that didn't really fit in the house, but I really liked it, but I wasn't really sure. And I maneuvered around it for a while. And one day I said, what am I doing? This is crazy. And I sold it and I got something that I didn't have to maneuver around. And it was like a whole different worldview. But, you know, as humans sometimes can be very adaptive. And sometimes that very adaptive can work against us. You know, yes. It's not working. It's okay to change it, you know?
Yep. And what are you, a question that I ask in my client sessions is, what are you tolerating? What are you, there's pain points and there's needs, but then there's things that you're just tolerating. And how much better would your life be? Would your quality of life be? Would your feeling of being in your sanctuary when you're in your home, how much better would all of that get if you got rid of that stuff that you're just merely tolerating?
Right. Yeah. That's a big one, because I think a lot of people get used to just tolerating things at work, at home, in their life, in their emotions, in their thinking, and it gets away, you know? So that's a good question. Very good. Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you would like to share with our audience that we haven't already covered?
Yeah. So, I mean, just real quick, make sure that when you walk through your home, that you're truly valuing your home as your sanctuary, as your nest. As sensitive people, I'm an introvert. I know it probably doesn't sound like it, but I am an INTJ on Myers-Briggs. I refer to myself as an extroverted introvert. I need that time at home and that space away from the world. And I truly treat my home as a sanctuary, as my nest, and as my solace from the outside world. If your car is messy, okay, great. I don't care. If your desk at work is messy, okay, that's fine. But your home, where you lay your head down at night, should be where you really feel safe and secure and not stressed out. So keep that in mind as you're shopping, as you're collecting things, as you're creating piles of clutter. Just keep that in mind.
That is a very, very good suggestion. And I want to thank you, Melissa, for taking the time out of your busy day and for sharing these really great tips with everybody, because I know I got a lot out of it. I've taken little notes and everything, and I'm going to go check out your guide, because sometimes I wonder, you know, if I ask different questions, I'll get different answers, and it could enhance my life. So I'm always open and receptive to what are ways I can enhance my life. And I'm so glad that we had a chance to meet and have this discussion. And I'm sure my listeners will love it as well. And I will put links to your website and ways to contact you on the show notes so that people can get a hold of you. It'll be really exciting, okay?
Thank you so much, you guys. I hope you enjoyed what I had to say, and feel free to, you know, follow me at Let's Get You Organized if you're on Instagram or Facebook, or definitely go and get that guide. It's a free PDF printable that I'd love you to have and to read.
Awesome. We'll make sure that all of those links to all of your social media is on the show notes too, so people can just click and get to you very fast. And remember, everybody, it's very important to keep your face toward the sun so the shadows fall behind you, because you are a rock star. Until next time, remember that life is grand. Experience it moment by moment.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.